This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
All right, Donnie, give me a countdown in your top five favorite NHL teams.
The black and gold ones, the Captain Americas, and
Captain Americas,
black and gray ones. Lag out. Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you don't tell my dog, we about to explode. See, it's something mean, it's supposed to be lead, but I told that be so awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rainy M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whores.
Why's everything gotta be black with you?
Because I'm black.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 159. Yes, this is Tricky Mick. I am taking back the hosting duties from these amateurs.
Well, jeez.
Sign with me is the first amateur who's already talking. I yield to no one.
This show is not going to be as awesome as mine.
Also with us, Donnie.
Nor would it be as awesome as that awesome show that he has not released yet for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, it'll be released by the time this one's released, so.
You well, sure hopefully. Be before this one?
Unless the computer eats it.
Unless you want to go out of order, it won't be released before this one. But if you do get this before the other show before this one, people, it was an awesome show.
All right. And the dinosaurs are extinct once again, so we have no Sontosaurus Rex. So we have brought along what I would assume was somebody the size of a dinosaur brain.
Only where it counts.
That's Brain 76. That's
right. What's up, everybody? Happy to be doing the Trophy Whores again. Good times.
Is that a sonogram of your actual brain with your logo?
Oh, my Skype avatar? Yes.
Oh, that's sweet. That's what they look like.
All right, let's give you our updated trophy count. I am level 25, total trophies of 5,460, and a plaque count of 36. All right, Yield, what about you?
Level 18, trophy count 2,907, platinum count of 33.
Getting close there. Might have to get a couple of TP plats to keep the deafness distance.
Yeah, you would do that.
A couple of Child's Play trophies.
He'll wait until I am on the porch knocking on the door and, oh crap, and he'll go on a platinum spree and be like, whew.
I gotta tell you, I was in GameStop today and I saw Tintin on the shelf. I almost bought it.
No, Tintin, for those very it is a Child Play game, but it's like a nice platform game that we don't have anymore, because Ratchet and Clank been messing up a lot lately, in my opinion. So I like the platform of the whole game that we haven't had in a while.
All right, well, since you're already speaking, why don't you give us your trophy count?
Level 25, trophies are 4,512, plat 68, steel.
How's Vanquish coming?
I'm on that last level again. I'm starting to have a major pain relapse.
Major Pain?
The movie Major
Pain.
Damon
Wayans up in this motherfucker?
I'm assuming you never seen Major Pain, the movie, Damon Wayans.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Well, when he had a relapse of back when he was in the service, I'm having that again. Like, wow, my goodness, this last level. What was the people who made this game thinking? Why?
There's got to be a video out there, Donnie, that can show you how to do it.
No, I know how to do it, and every video does it the way I do it. But
well, apparently you ain't doing it right.
Exactly. I want to know, creators of Vanquish, I want to know how many on the squad who built this game actually got the platinum for this.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the top?
How many of y'all actually got the platinum to this game, to your own game?
You know, maybe we should just hire Rob Schneider to stand in Donnie's corner as he's playing the game.
You can do it!
I was wondering if anyone was going to get that reference. All right, Braid, what about you?
At level 17, total trophy count of 3039 and 15 platinums.
All right, now...
See, it's another person who don't know how to read numbers like me.
All right, now, I know you listen to the show, so do you have any plats that would consider you to be a trophy chump?
A trophy chump? I don't think so. Meaning the infamous
Hannah Montana, like...
I don't really think so. I have some that I went after specifically because I knew they were easy, but it's not ones that I would necessarily put on Hannah Montana levels. Like, I went after the first Saw trophy because I knew that was pretty easy, but it actually turned out to be a really good game. I agree with you. Went after the game because it came recommended by Doc from the tester. He and I, we were chatting about that when we had him on Game Tour. He said it was a really good game, so I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, it's a really good game, and it happens to be a really easy platinum. And at the time, I needed to stay ahead of Yield. So
at the time.
So I was like,
that's
a win-win.
That war.
Yeah, I
think you kind of lost that war there, Brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was becoming a problem for me, so I had to stop for a while. It became a problem for me when I realized one day I was in a GameStop, and I was looking at a game like, man, I really wanted to play. I think it was like Tomb Raider Underworld. I was like, man, it was cheap. And I was like, I've been wanting to play this forever and just to try it out because I hadn't really played Tomb Raider since forever. And I was like, oh, but it doesn't have trophies. So,
when I realized,
you know, I kind of heard myself say that and I was like, oh, man, I've got a problem. I need to stop. So I like just completely turned off notifications for quite a while.
Well, I gotta tell you the honest truth. I have never played Heavenly Sword. And the reason I've never played Heavenly Sword is for the exact same reason. Because it doesn't have trophies.
Oh, come on. You got to get your hands on Heavenly Sword, man. That
I know that, but
game.
Literally, I was standing in GameStop, and I'm looking at, like, this is when trophies first came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at games, I'm like, that doesn't have trophies, that doesn't have trophies, that doesn't have trophies. All right, I guess I'll pass, and I'll get this game for now. And I'll go back.
So you were a horror. I didn't even know it at the time.
Oh, I was a whore from day one.
I'm just saying, but we didn't have trophies until, like, I want to say midlife for the Station 3. So you were a whore, but you didn't know it. Like, you was a whore at heart, but didn't know it.
Oh, ever since the PlayStation 3 launched, I've always wanted to play, get trophies.
Yeah, but they didn't have it.
Right.
Well, I know. And then when they announced trophies... The first game that was supposed to get it was supposed to be Uncharted, but it actually wound up being
Super Stardust HD.
So those are the two games that I started playing heavily. And then as games came out and they said every game from now on that's going to be released is going to have trophies, I started watching. And I started playing the newer games. And I had no reason to go back and play, like, Heavenly Sword and stuff like that.
But
then games started getting patches that I wanted to play, so I went back and played them.
No, I will say though, for one thing though, Heavenly Sword, it is pretty short. That's, you know, cost it some review points. So, you could burn through it really quickly.
Right. Yeah, it's very short.
You still have me in total trophy count.
I know, and that's because I kind of weaned myself back off the wagon, whichever.
But I am gaining fast.
You are.
I was like a good 250, 300 a couple months ago, and I've got it down to almost 100.
Well, so. and see, I don't have my secret weapon like I used to have when I was, back when they announced Trophy, I was working at GameStop, and so when Yield would start to get close to me, I'd just go and check out games, like every other night, and just, like, check out games and burn through, you know, as many as I could to keep my trophy counts high. And so, yeah, I was doing that, and I was having fun until I felt that it started getting in the way of me having fun with it. But now I've kind of got back in, even though, yeah, Ben has completely smoked me in platinums. But
oh yeah, you can claim that on the SG trophy challenge.
War.
Oh yeah, I remember those were fun.
The one time I would have won the platinum count for the month. That was the month they quit doing it. I had like four platinums in that quarter of a month, you know, because it was every 3 months. I had four platinums. I'm like, oh, I've got this one. The most that ever won was like two. This is mine. and they didn't award any that month. They stopped. And I'm like, well, figures.
When it comes to trophies, like Donnie's got me smoked in platinums. But I always try to keep, because like I try to keep my trophy level, total trophies higher than him, and I always try to keep my level higher than him. Mm-hmm. I got my level higher than him, but right now he's in my danger zone of total trophies, because I always try to keep like 100 to 200 trophy lead on him.
Yeah.
No matter.
Not like a 500 trophy lead on him.
It's all about the plats, baby. All about the plats.
Donnie can say all he wants, but until he beats me in level and trophy count, he's still my chump, and he's still my bitch.
Look at it like this, Trophy. Look at it like this. You're rich, but I'm wealthy.
All right.
I got to say, he's got you on that one, Drew. All
right. Let's move on. I'm going to give that one to Donnie and just move on right now. Let's get into what we're playing, because we got a lot of topics to talk about. Let's start with our guest. Brain, what have you been playing lately?
Man, I have been... I haven't had a lot of chance to play much of anything recently. I've been watching a lot of TV, but I have recently started, finally, late to the party, started Bioshock Infinite. So I'm a few chapters into that and having a blast. I mean, I know everybody was going nuts about it last year. It made the top of a lot of people's Game of the Year lists. So I finally got around to playing that, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's the I did play a little bit of the first Bioshock. I played probably, I don't know, a third of the way into that and just kind of lost interest. But I'm not at all getting bored with Infinite. I'm getting to the point where I'm looking forward to actually finding time to get back and get back into the game more, because I'm really, really having a good time with it.
All right. What about you, Yield?
Normal iOS games, Snoopy's Candy Factory, Pocket Train, Simpsons Tapped Out.
Pocket Pool.
I've been playing that, too, when I get a chance. I've been playing some Paper Mario, Sticker Star, and then thanks to 8-Bit Salute this past weekend, I was playing some Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, Dogfight 1942, Call of Horaz Gunslinger, and Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond!
Dude, you're going to get us freaking sued. We have not been established yet.
Beyond!
All right, Donnie, what about you?
Besides the now infamous Vanquish, you got a tack on the infamous name on it now.
Wait, they have an infamous Vanquish now?
Yeah, it's infamous, all right.
Is that on the PlayStation 5?
Yeah, that's the
worst
game.
Well, I got to level the last round in Vanquish, and oh my goodness. I got to the last level with the last challenge, and I keep getting stuck on the fourth round, not the third round, and because it's like four rounds to each challenge. And yes, oh my goodness, I don't know why they made that like that. But I went up back and played a little bit of Last of Us 2, because I freaking love that game. So I was like,
Last of Us 2? How are you playing all these games? They haven't even been announced
my
yet.
Bad. Last of Us also.
Is that Did you platinum that game already?
Yeah, but it's Last of Us. I love the story, and plus I'm trying to get Lakira to watch the story, because she really liked the story to Beyond Two Souls. So I'm trying to tell her that this game has a better story than Beyond Two Souls, and you should get into it.
Beyond.
Let me think.
Yes, it does. Move on.
I cannot disagree nor agree with you.
Because you haven't finished Beyond yet, have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man, then you better agree then.
Oh, good. Then you can bring it over this weekend so I can borrow it.
No, because I haven't platinumed it yet.
Or you can send it to Tricky's house and let him play it.
Why don't you go buy it, Mr. Moneybags?
I'm hurting like Sony is.
After he loans it to me, I'll just mail it to you rather than give it back.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
I'll game fly it to you myself.
I don't like game fly. I'd rather be a plus member.
Yeah, you get Beyond Two Souls 5 years from now then.
I might be caught up on my games enough to play it then.
All right, and thing, I have been...
I was going to say, that's one thing about Plus. It gives you time to catch up.
I have been playing Marvel Facebook game. I'm addicted to that damn game. I think there needs to be, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance... Or Marvel Avengers Alliance, like, support groups for that game.
But why are you playing it? There are no trophies.
Because it's like an ongoing MMO. They just added two new characters. They just added... Sandman, Carnage, and Anti-Venom.
But I thought you said two new characters. That's three. Well,
see, it got them counting like Capcom.
Well, no, the Anti-Venom and Sandman are the ones you can unlock. You can't unlock Carnage yet.
But you said they added it. What's going on here?
As a boss. They added Carnage as a boss.
But you didn't say that.
Well, you didn't let me, sir.
That's information that you need to give out when you start talking. You pause. You're done.
I'm also playing The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So far, I mean, the game's all right, but one thing in the game that I don't like is the fact that they changed the swinging, that you have to alternate between L2 and R2 to swing.
Ew. As if they couldn't get any worse from the first game.
But I do like, I haven't, played it enough yet, but one thing about this, I mean, it is the movie game, but it says, the back of it says, go beyond the film in a unique story.
Beyond!
Where Spider-Man discovers he's not the only one tracking down NYC's criminals, and depending on whether or not you stop the city crimes, whether or not you become a hero or a villain in the game.
So it's the infamous Spider-Man.
So if you help all the citizens, then you get a good rep. But if you don't help them, then J. Jonah Jameson starts publishing in the Daily Bugle about how you're an asshole.
Well, he'd do that anyway.
Well, at least if you stop the crimes, they have something to report. If you don't stop the crimes, then he can say you're the one committing all the crimes.
Yeah, so how does that one stack up to the first one? Because the first one, it seemed like a lot of the missions just went on forever, and it got boring pretty quickly. How does the second one stack up?
Well, I literally just started playing it, so I'm only two missions in.
Okay.
But I did look on the there's a list, and you can see like how many collectibles you got so far, how many main missions you've done, how many side missions you've done.
Yeah.
I did notice that when I looked on main missions, I was 2 out of 14.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I literally only played the game for about an hour, so...
This is going to be a really short game.
Unless they make the later missions a little longer.
Yeah.
Stretch them out.
But, you know, I think I'd rather have a short main story with more side stuff than one that's just packed with a bunch of filler.
Well, no spoilers, because this is right in the beginning of the game. There's a... when you're establishing whether or not you're a good guy or a bad guy... It's teaching you how to be a good guy.
You kick Aunt May down a flight of stairs.
Well, one of the missions is you got to go stop a bunch of thugs beating up, you know, a guy in the alley, and then all of a sudden, a building right next to you goes on fire, and you have to go save the civilian. And you go in there, and I'll give you guys three guesses who the civilian you save is.
Green Goblin.
No. Hobgoblin.
Nope. If I say the word cameo, you guys will know.
Bruce Campbell?
Wow, nobody?
Yeah.
Stan Lee.
Oh.
See, but just what I'm not getting, like, are they really taking the infamous route? Like, I'm not feeling that about the Spider-Man from what you're telling me.
I don't know enough about it enough to really say if they're going
they're
the infamous route on it.
Sucker Punch?
I will play it and I'll let you guys know.
But I'm just saying, that seems like quite not... It's not like they're trying to be different, but why be different with Spider-Man and on that level? Because we know that he's a good guy, and we know that he's going to try to save at least everything if he can. And he's not going to say, oh, look at that little kid over here about to get shot. Let's not save him.
Well, what is shaping up to be right now is... What is shaping up to be right now is because the very first mission you do... is, well, the first, you know, cutscene you have is when Uncle Ben gets shot, and you talk about how you're so consumed with trying to find his killer that what I think what they're leading to is, like, you have to balance trying to find Uncle Ben's killer against saving the city. Wait, and you got to find that balance.
Wait, how many is Uncle Ben gonna get shot on every single Spider-Man? He died in every Spider-Man game and
more.
What the heck? I'm just saying, like he
eventually they're gonna run out of rice. I don't.
But I'm just saying, like, can we get over the whole Uncle Ben getting shot thing? Because we know that. We know he got shot. Then it's, let's move on, because we've spent like 20, 30 minutes already talking about.
And also, I played some Final Fantasy 14.
Some mo' crap.
All right, let's move into our first topic of the day. Sony, as a company, has announced they are going to be expecting to have a $1.27 billion loss for 2013 fiscal year. In February, it forecasted better numbers, predicting only a $1.07 billion loss, which is a far cry from the $489 million profit they were expected to turn last year. So that's a big swing.
Has Sony made money like at all in the last 10
last year? Last year they finally turned a profit.
Okay.
But the problem, Sony as a company is doing horribly right now. The PlayStation
probably because they have too many. What's the term I'm looking for? Too many
cooks in the broth. Well, the PlayStation itself is doing remarkably well, but I know they just got their money back from their stake that was in Square Enix. I know they're selling off their computer and laptop division. But in response to the loss, the Sony CEO and executives are taking a 50% pay cut and are having to give back their entire bonuses that they had throughout the year.
Well, as they should.
Give back?
Give back the bonuses they have.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry, boss. It's gone already. I'm sorry, boss.
Well, you know what?
I'm sorry. I spent that on my little retirement island out in the middle of nowhere.
Listen, that may work in the America, but that don't work in Japan.
Yeah, that's.
You better send the whatever it is.
You better have the government bail me out. I don't know where my money went.
Well, speaking of money, some beta invites for the PlayStation Now and the PlayStation 4 are going out tomorrow as of this recording. So by the time you're hearing this, the invite's already been out.
Hey, I got my invite for PlayStation Now.
You did?
For PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3?
Well, for PlayStation 3. But since my internet doesn't cooperate really well, I'd never
you're going to give it to me, right?
You should have gave that to me, buddy.
What? You guys got one?
To you?
No.
Not that I've seen.
For real?
I'm checking now.
For real? I'm
checking now.
You bitch
butt.
I told you I didn't get mine.
I'm serious.
I got one. If you've been invited to PlayStation Now beta. Like, I ain't lying.
And Haka, you didn't mention this on the show anytime until now?
What? No.
All right. Also, it was announced.
I hear $5. Something bid at $5. Have I got $5?
I'll give you $500.
$500 sold.
Then you just paid for for Sony's.
I didn't say $500. I meant 500 smacks.
Oh no! I heard $500.
You said sold already.
I said $500. You paid me $500. You get no beta now.
I said I'd give you $500. You said $500 sold. I didn't say dollars.
We know that $500 mean dollars.
So in true How I Met Your Mother fashion, you have 500 slaps coming anytime I want.
Right, see, but I never watched that show, so.
We're gonna have a little slaps given fest. All right, also announced with PlayStation Now will be launching with, quote, hundreds of titles.
I've never heard that game.
Among the notable games that were mentioned, Uncharted 3 and Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus. Also, Beyond Two Souls was also that. And a bunch of third-party games will also be available.
What happened to all the old games? These are games that pretty much everybody's already got.
I've never played Incident Nexus.
Why y'all saying the things I say like y'all just thought of it?
Donnie's just desperate to take credit for things.
No, I'm just saying, I talk about this stuff all the time, but y'all just brush it off. Like,
I don't brush it off. I'm bringing it back up.
I mean, every single time we bring up anything dealing with Station, the 3, 4, the Plus, this now crap that we should get later.
Hey.
Y'all just brush it off. Like, I've never said it. Plus. Like, it doesn't really interest me just now, thing. It doesn't interest me at all because of what you just said, these games.
See,
like,
I'm not interested in now until I hear price point.
Well, I'm not interested with it at all until...
Well, Yield, I can't dig at you too much about this, but you shouldn't be really interested with the way your internet is at all.
Yeah.
Hey, sooner or later...
I'm not digging at you.
No, sooner or later, I will have better internet. That is a goal in life.
That's on his bucket list.
Yeah,
this whole now thing is not interesting to me.
Before
at all
I die, I will actually have cable internet.
Yes.
This whole now thing is not interesting to me at all because it's not mentioning any new titles, games that's out recent,
well, Donnie,
new releases, and
they're not
going to
give
releases.
New releases.
Yes,
they're
I know
not
it's a beta,
new
Tricky. I know you're about to say, I know it's a beta.
No, not even a beta, but they're not going to give you new releases, because why are they going to give you a new release when they can are trying to get sales?
Well, yeah, I understand that. That's why now doesn't interest me. That's
right.
Why
because
I say,
people, so that's why people rent from Gamefly.
It's going to work like Netflix for games. You're not going to have, you know, first-run stuff, but you'll get it eventually for the stuff that you, you know, maybe didn't pick up the first time around.
What it's going to do for me
is going to make me buy less stuff.
Yeah, kind of like Plus does now, right?
Exactly.
You're going to get it around the same time Plus gets it, give it to you for free. And that's why Plus doesn't interest me and this doesn't interest me, because I would rather pay the extra for Gamefly to get the new stuff that came out today.
Depending on how this now takes off, you will either see Plus phase out or Plus phase in with now.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like as two separate services, I kind of see them cannibalizing each other. I see this being kind of a bad thing for Plus.
Well, see, the way I'm looking at now is Sony's way of doing backwards compatibility.
Well, that's
but
true.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem, but they're not focusing on the old games. They're going, look at all these current games or very popular current games that we're going to be giving you on now. Yeah, we're going to go back to the PS1 stuff, but look at what we're doing with you now. And your big hype at the beginning was the backwards compatibility, the PS1, PS2 games that we were going to be able to play on our stream and play on current gen. And now all they're giving us is games that most people already own.
Right, but I mean, Uncharted 3 is going to generate more buzz and more news than the original Mercenaries, or insert whatever PlayStation 2 title.
Well, Uncharted
and Uncharted 3 is going to get buzz because
Uncharted 4.
Right, because when they announced Uncharted 4, you have people that bought a PlayStation 4 that never owned a PS3.
Tricky.
Yes.
They've already announced Uncharted 4.
I know that.
Okay, that's why Uncharted 3 in this case is going to get a lot more
what I'm
buzz.
Saying is, as Uncharted 4 gets closer, there's going to be people that want to go back and play the three original games, and now PlayStation Now is going to allow them to do that.
We're going to say that. I want to see Uncharted
already.
3.
Well, it's just announced Uncharted 3 because that's the latest game of the series.
You know what?
You have to assume they're going to have the other two up there too.
It won't matter now because Tricky still won't play Uncharted 3.
I actually sold my copy of the game.
I figured that. Just because of a few pink spiders.
Because of the spiders and it was
five different
PS
times
game.
In that game. Five different times they were in that game.
It's so what?
Okay.
They're not that big.
That's what
I
she
don't
said.
Care.
They're in the bottom big, they're digital.
There was just a lot.
There
Alright.
There were thousands and thousands.
On the one where you're running from them and trying to get through the door, I started physically shouting as I'm running out of shotgun ammo, I need a cutscene! I need a cutscene!
I remember it! Oh, I remember that spot in the game! I think the same thing! I'm like, oh, come on! I need more ammo!
And my wife's just laughing at me, but I'm like, my shotgun shells are just going away, and I'm like, you know, literally sitting there saying, I need a cutscene! I need a cutscene!
You know what you also might need?
What's that?
A 4PS controller.
A what?
A what?
A 4PS controller.
Okay, and that would be?
A company called Scruff has announced their controller for the PlayStation 4. What's unique about this controller is it is completely customizable.
Okay.
You can have the thumb buttons. You can have them concave. You can have them flat. You can have them concurve. You could also, instead of having directional buttons, you could have a disc put over it, so it's easier to move back and forth. And all buttons are fully customizable within colors and shapes.
Price point?
I don't remember it right now, but I believe it was significantly higher. Well, because
what is significantly higher? Like your firstborn child?
I'm thinking like 150.
God, good God!
Oh, good Lord!
What?
Like, I understand a lot of these people try to be different, and that's what it's all about, the game. Especially if you want to get noticed, it's all about being different and sticking out from the rest of the thing.
But Donnie, $150?
Oh, yeah, I feel you on that. It's not getting bought by me. I tell you that right now.
It ain't getting bought by me either. What's the base price point?
Starting off at
$139.95.
Wow. A controller with all accessories sold separately.
Each button is $5.
but look, I don't want to play. I mean, I'm not saying.
Here's my $200 4PS controller. No touchy touchy.
It's cool and all, you know, the whole customizable thing. But I'm going to push a holographic Egyptian stamp for my triangle button. I'm going to change my square into a freaking S-bot square or whatever S-bot you do. Then I'm going to change my X into a freaking Z. I'm like, now, what? Come on.
Now, bear in mind, I just put the link into the Skype chat. Those are all basic and already done.
Change my O into a PG symbol.
Well, you know, I mean, just as from a cosmetic, like, I can understand people are willing to pay a premium to get it completely customized. But my issue is, most third-party controllers that I've ever used in my life suck. So that's my biggest thing is if it looks amazing but plays like crap,
then it's crap.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, man. $140 base price is that's pretty steep to jump in for something that's most likely gonna suck.
Yeah, and I got a strange feeling that it's going to suck just because they're putting so much emphasis on the custom parts.
Now, if they want to send us one to review to prove us wrong, I would, you know, I will shout from the rooftops. But
we might have to get our PR manager.
Yeah,
on that.
We might have to have somebody look into that.
I would gladly test it out for you.
You know what? If you were to like let somebody else play with that controller. They would have to pause the game every time and go to the controller map just to see where it's.
Well, no, it's an actual controller, Donnie.
Yeah,
The only thing that's different on the controller that might throw like one gamer off to the other is just the disc that goes over the directional pad.
Yeah, and why? Yeah. Why is that?
Why?
No, not would it be confusing? But yeah, what's the whole purpose of this disc thing?
It's just a way so people like
if you play fighting
if
games.
You're using your finger and say like you're playing Street Fighter, instead of having to roll your finger over the buttons, you could just roll the disc. That type of stuff.
Nah, come on now, people.
No, I'm not saying it's necessary, but that some people they would prefer putting their finger on a disc than putting button over rolling it over a D-pad.
I think that was Microsoft's idea with the 360 controllers D-pad. If we make it more of a mushy disc, it'll make. But you know, hopefully this one actually works, unlike the 360's D-pad.
Well, speaking of something that worked, we're going to talk about the Darksiders series.
Woohoo!
That didn't work.
I knew Dottie was going to make a comment. Darksiders still has a future, according to creative director Joe Madureira. Okay. His quote said, "Darksiders is not dead. The new owner, Nordic, seems very committed to continuing the series. As far as my involvement, I can't say at this point, but hopefully we'll have exciting news about the franchise soon. Nordic Games acquired the rights to Darksiders, along with Red Faction, MX vs. ATV, and a handful of other franchises last year in THQ's auction."
It's kind of ironic now, that he says that the Darksiders game is not dead when all the characters are dead people.
That's good news, because I like the Darksiders series.
I was a big fan. I still haven't played the second one. I own it, but I haven't played it yet.
Wait till you crack it open and see when you'll be a big fan still.
A lot of people are saying that it's definitely a step down from the first game.
Yeah, I mean, I did actually a Let's Play video on it with Tony from GameCorp. And we did one for FTG, and like it looked like a lot of fun. And I really, other than that stupid angelic beast, I enjoyed the hell out of the first one. So I'm looking forward to getting around to playing the second one.
I'd have the platinum if it wasn't for that angelic beast.
That's just wow. that's brutal. Because I would have, and then I started looking, and I was just like, wow, that's That kind of broke my will to even knock out the rest of the trophies
in that
game.
Is that the one where you guys said where you gotta hit him so many times or get so many hits?
No, you gotta kill 140 enemies while you're on the back of the beast.
Yeah, and there's only like 155 or some ridiculous like.
Yeah.
So you have to be like just damn near perfect.
And that brings up like one of the points that I've always made about games. It's like if you're playing a certain format of a game, whether it be, an adventure game or it's a side scroller or whatever, don't just randomly in the middle of the game change it to a different format. Don't let me play like a third person game and then all of a sudden, oh, you know what? Just for a surprise, let's throw a first person section into here. That kind of irritates the shit out of me.
Well, hold on, I'm playing a platformer.
Don't give me flight controls in my platformer.
Whoa. I gotta say, Matt Hazard's Return did it good. The Station 3, not the downloadable Matt Hazard, but the disc-based
the
disc-based game. That game was funny as heck, and they did the whole platform switching great.
Yeah, that was one of the few instances where it does really work, but yeah, man, throwing a rail shooter into a Zelda game was not freaking cool at all.
The next topic I have, and unfortunately I didn't go too much into the article, but it raises a question that I'm going to say
that's
without reading
the actual.
Thank you. the basic headline of the article is, do we need a sequel to The Last of Us?
We've done this before.
Now,
no.
We already talked about that.
We have talked about it, but we haven't really we haven't really addressed the actual question. Like, we've made our comments.
We talked about it on like three or four different episodes.
What I'm saying is we've said yes or no, but we've never actually had a conversation about why
we
needed it.
But we can do it again.
Yeah, we can do it again.
So we won't be going back and forth right now.
My opinion ain't changing. No.
All right, so let's do it again. But since Yield and Donnie have already made their opinions, let's start with our guest, Brain. Do we need a sequel to The Last of Us?
I'm firmly in the no camp. I loved the game. I don't know that I ever want to play it again. I got through it and I played through the DLC and it was absolutely fantastic. But I'm done with that experience. Now if they wanted to,
you know, go for platinum.
That story just beats the hell out of you so much. I don't know that I could that I can go back and play through it again, man. It's like watching that movie with Ryan Reynolds, where the whole movie is him trapped, buried alive. It's hard to play through, dude. but like I mean, I guess you could make the case that there are other characters and things to explore. But really, man, I think that it was just a really good, perfect balance of what they wanted to do, and. Let them move on to something else, and if they want to revisit a post-apocalyptic, But don't try to tie it to that story. That story should be the standalone story, and it should stay that way. I don't think that it needs. You're going to end up with a Godfather 3, if they try to do more.
That's a good one. Godfather 3.
Okay. Here's my thing with The Last of Us. I would be perfectly fine if they ended the series right now. Two reasons why I don't want them to end the series.
One, you go.
The game is a fantastic game. Like what Riley said, the game, the story was very impactful on your soul. I can remember playing The Last of Us and actually having to stop playing because my hands were shaking because I was so tense.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's not that traumatic.
Well, when you're playing it in a dark room with 7.1 surround sound headphones on and, like, the slightest noise happens.
This guy coming from a guy who's afraid of fictional spiders, so it doesn't count.
Donnie, you don't play with headphones on like this.
I will completely agree because that is the same experience that I had. Having kids, I have to wait till everybody's in bed. So you're playing at night, the lights are out. I got my headphones on, 7.1 surround, and oh my god, I think those clickers may be scarier than spiders.
You guys talking like,
dude, I'm telling you that's how wrapped up I was. And, no. Like, literally, I would have to put the controller down because my hands were shaking. Because I'm going, I can't keep doing this.
Try doing what you're doing, playing Dead Space 1 or 2. Now, that's a game you need to pause for a second and catch your breath and then check around and see if there's anybody around you.
And the other reason why I want the series to go on is because I really want to know what happens with Joel and Ellie now.
No, I don't
okay,
want to.
Okay, we already.
They'll just muck it up.
Dude, we talked about this.
Okay,
like,
hold
so
on,
many
hold
times.
A second.
Let me
hold
go.
On a second. Hold, wait, oh, I wasn't done with my point. I fear. Somebody said they're gonna muck it up. I think that was Yield.
Yeah, we're gonna muck it up.
Okay, I have a feeling that you're right.
I mean, look at Uncharted.
Well, Uncharted didn't leave us on such of a cliffhanger. The Last of Us, the game ended on a cliffhanger, and I'm not going to spoil it here for anybody that didn't.
If you ain't played it by now, you're out of luck. Spoiler!
But I'm not going to spoil it.
You know
somebody
what?
Else wants to spoil it,
perfect,
they can spoil it.
I am perfectly fine.
Or better yet, go listen to PG Spoilers, The Last of Us.
Yeah, there you go.
I am perfectly fine with the way the game ended.
Same here.
I'm not. Because I, look. There's two, you know, I said I wasn't going to spoil it, now I'm going to fucking spoil it.
basically, it's too much. It's too much that we don't know, really.
Well,
at
listen,
the end. That's basically what you want to say.
We know Joel lied to Ellie.
Yes.
And there is conflicting reports back and forth. Does Ellie believe him, or does Ellie know he's lying to her?
She knows he's lying.
She absolutely knows. Her bullshit detector was way too good.
Okay, so in that case, because I also believe she knows he's lying. If that's the case, how is Ellie going to react?
Apparently she was fine with it.
She also doesn't know Marlene's dead. What's going to happen when she finds out Marlene's dead?
Can I speak now?
Go ahead, Don.
I'm telling you, we talked about this on like three other occasions. We predicted. Basically, what part two is basically going to really be about. Let's just say she do or don't know that he's lying, but whether or not she's going to find out some point in the game, going that little teenage rebellion thing and cause havoc, run away, we have to find her, and then later on in the game or towards the end of the game, she's going to realize the error of her ways. You know what? I shouldn't have flew off the handle like that. Now I risked us all and all this and that. Now I got us both killed.
Yep, and then they introduce a character named Fredo.
And there you go. That's basically what part two is going to be about. Wait a minute. You killed Marlene? Oh, it's going down then.
Well, then you have to fight a clicker that looks like Marlene.
Oh, there you go. We go another club. Twister. Oh. What a twist.
Well, no, because the quick Marlene's clicker would be dead because he shot her in the head.
What a twist!
But did he put two in the head?
But still, this game does not need a sequel due to the fact that your very first reason, Tricky, fantastic game.
Yeah.
That's reason number one why it does not need, primary reason why it does not need a sequel.
See, okay, and I agree with you to a point on this, but here's my problem with people having that philosophy. If you got such a great experience that, like, you're worried that the sequel will screw it up, I understand that concern. But here's where I differ on it, is because you had a company who took a brand new IP, who was known for great games, made the game, made the story so engrossed, and then all of a sudden now you're just losing all faith that they can redo it.
Well,
when they did it in the first place.
Well, Uncharted 3 helped a lot with that.
Yeah.
And
who all has left the company since the announcement of Uncharted 4?
Nobody from The Last of Us side.
Nobody who got hired originally is there anymore.
Practically.
No. Everybody on the Uncharted side left. Nobody from The Last of Us side
left. On the Uncharted 3 side.
So what's that telling you? So what's that telling you in a way? That The Last of Us people are getting a little bit of a big head. And when you get a big head, you don't try as hard.
I think
they're trimming the fat.
Go ahead.
I don't think Amy Hennig was the fat.
No,
I mean, she
no,
was a little chunky, but...
I love Amy Hennig.
Take that out.
But I
love... No, you leave that in. Because somebody's going to say it, and I just couldn't think fast enough.
I love Amy Hennig. I really do.
I do, too.
But I just... I think that it was... After what happened with Uncharted 3, I think it was time that they needed change. And I... You know, Yield and I have had this conversation off the air. I feel that whatever they do next, the next Uncharted is in fantastic hands, and I wish Amy the best. But I'm not concerned with the quality of developers that they have there. I think, you know, all their IP, whatever they're working on, is in fantastic hands. And, you know, so that doesn't even factor into it for me. As far as with The Last of Us, like I said, I don't think that there needs to be another one, but if they do, you know, I think it'll be okay. I think if they do, it will go from that Uncharted 1 to Uncharted 2, not Uncharted 2 to Uncharted 3. I think it will be another step up. I just would like to see them, you know, go in a different direction and maybe not have a Joel Ellie story.
What you saying, that could be told in DLC. If they're going to come out with a sequel, they, in my opinion, I say focus on, pick up where you left off on. Because I really love when sequels pick up from where they left off of. If they're going to do anybody else, they don't need a whole game for that. Throw it in DLC. Make a prime example with other gun gamer companies to make more and more story DLC. And that's what would be a good game to have a lot of story DLC.
But Naughty Dog doesn't do story DLC. Whatever it was called. Left Behind.
Flip the script, man.
You had a problem with Left Behind?
No, I'm just saying. Left Behind was the first single player DLC that Naughty Dog has done.
Yeah, but Naughty Dog need to flip the script, show them that they can do story DLC.
You know, and I will say Left Behind, I thought it was really good, but it lacked... It could have been more. I felt that it didn't have quite the same impact, the same... I don't want to... I hesitate to say same quality.
Move on.
Yeah, I just... I loved it, and it was fantastic DLC, but I don't want a bunch more Left Behind packages.
I think something's wrong with the brain.
No, he's got a point.
I agree with him.
Nah.
It wasn't as tense. It wasn't as engrossing.
What? It wasn't as tense.
I think it comes down to the fact that you knew what was coming.
You knew at some point
you're going to hit A, B, and C, and that took away some of the tension. So it wasn't what's going to happen. It's when is it going to happen. And it goes back to, like, if somebody tells you that there's a twist in a movie, then, you know, you could spend the whole movie sitting there like, okay, when's the twist going to happen? What's it going to be? And it kind of takes you out of the experience itself because the whole time you're sitting there waiting on that twist to happen. You're waiting on the outcome that you know is going to be.
You're absolutely right. And I said that. I said that before the DLC even came out, because I said the comic book that you get with the pre-order, this is what it is. The yes. little twist that they did add in is that you played that once part where Joel got impaled by the rusty pipe. You play yes. what happened in between that period into getting to that garage.
Rebar.
Right, which that was fantastic. I did like that.
And yes, I will say they could have added some more into it as far as getting a little bit more in depth. But what they did, I think it was done fantastic. Another fantastic part to Last of Us. To Lou. Another fantastic to Lou. The T is silent in that area.
All right, just for the sake of time, we're going to move on. Next thing we have is we're just going to go in passing because I know Donnie's going to poo-poo all over this.
No, I'm at, what you want to talk about, I'm going to, that's right, I'm going to talk about them like crazy.
GTA 5 has a new update entitled
Oh, what? I didn't know about that one. Oh.
the High Life update. As of this recording, it's already out. But the only thing I'm going to talk about it is because it does add additional weapons, vehicles, property options. But what I want to talk about is the mental state feature.
Are they adding in heist?
Heists are coming.
Heists are supposed to come.
We don't care.
They'll have heists when you have solid internet yield.
mental state is an expression of a character's mental condition. Based on the recent player activity and play history, mental state comes in several tiers and is indicated by colors on the map between white being peaceful and through pink and into red, which is psycho. Violent activity increases the aggressive nature of mental state. Property damage increases it in small increments, while PvP activity quickly elevates your mental state aggression. So basically what it's saying is that you can look on your map and see who the dickheads are.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to say, this whole mental state thing, this can't be, like, no.
It's just a state of mind.
No, you can't make this virtual like that. If you're not in the same hookup as Lawnmower Man, the movie, how can you do some freaking mental state? Anybody see the movie? I know y'all see the movie Lawnmower Man.
Yeah.
Come on now. You can't just play a game and say this guy is crazy just because he's freaking blowing up stuff, doing exactly what Grand Theft Auto was built to do. So you're saying the guy is crazy for actually committing crimes in Grand Theft Auto? Come on.
They're not saying he's crazy. They're showing you how aggressive he is. So if you're looking to play online without having to defend yourself, you know to steer away from this guy.
No, we know to stay away from the guy because he's another player in the universe right now.
You don't know that. What if you're going up to the guy and say, hey, listen, can you help me do this mission or whatnot?
Oh, my goodness. What is Rockstar doing? They had a good thing going. They brung most of everything what I wanted back with this whole Grand Theft Auto 5 day. And now they're just taking it and just ripping it away from me like crazy. They're not giving us heist, which is a big thing that they added into the game that everybody wants. They're giving us multiplayer creation, which nobody plays the freaking created games that's already there anyway. And now you have a mental state thing where they're saying somebody's crazy because they committing crimes in Grand Theft Auto.
They're not saying they're crazy.
Yeah, that's what it is in a nutshell.
How are you breaking it down
to rewording what it was? All it's doing is showing how aggressive people are.
But I'm just saying, like,
they're not saying they're crazy. They're not saying they're pulling a Donnie. They're saying they're a little aggressive today.
That's exactly what it is, man.
All right. Let's talk about what really is. And Microsoft has revealed that they're going to be starting selling the Xbox One without the Kinect.
What? They're actually going to give up on the thing that no one's using?
Wait a minute. They are
releasing their Xbox One, which was sworn to not work without Kinect. Without the Kinect!
It's the Switch! They're going to flip the Switch!
They're flipping another Switch further down the path. and this Xbox One will cost anyone $400.
$400.
Also in response to getting their asses kicked by Sony, Microsoft is officially ending the gold membership requirement for streaming apps.
Oh, snap. They're really Microsoft, trying to be like us. Nah.
Microsoft has confirmed the Xbox Live Gold will not be necessary to access Netflix, HBO Go, Twitch, IGN, and other apps. Starting in June, all Xbox users will have access to numerous entertainment apps on the Xbox One and 360, as well as web browsing, without having to be gold.
Oh my goodness, that is straight up PlayStation.
Wow. It only took them 9 years.
Hey, Microsoft's a slow learner.
So now what Microsoft need to do, they need to come out with a new system called the X Station.
It plays Blu-rays and PS4 games.
Now officially, the only thing as far as their internet goes, their software goes, that Sony has over Xbox is now the PlayStation Plus with the number of games. Because games from Gold, I've heard, is very horrible.
Yeah, it's...
They're giving you, like, 5-year-old games.
Well, the other thing that Sony has over Microsoft is games. And I'm not saying plus games. I'm just saying games in general. You know, they're making games.
Well, I'm talking about as far as Xbox One and PlayStation 4, because right now there's no denying that neither system really has a lot of games.
Oh no, they both have absolutely junk. I was at a Wally World the other day, and there was like 9 PS4s on the shelf, and like I'm sitting there looking at all the games, and there's like a row and a quarter of PS4 games. And like a shelf and 3/4 of PS3 games. And I'm like, is there something wrong with this picture?
And there was like 2 PS4 games you were interested in.
No, actually, of all
the games. Or was it just Infamous?
That was the thing. They didn't even have Infamous on the shelf. They had your FIFA and your Madden and your basketball. And I'm like, I don't care.
See, and I'll tell you right now how Sony lost money from me. Well, not Sony, but...
Watch Dogs?
Well, no.
Yeah.
I saw NHL 14 and NASCAR. Neither game came to the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One. They're only on the last-gen systems. And I understand the reason behind it, and I kind of knew that heading into it. But I would have bought both of those games, but neither one of them were for the PlayStation 4. Now, and I said that to the GameStop employee. He goes, oh, well, you're being a next-generation snob. I'm like, not really. It's the whole thing that, like, you have the perfect opportunity to get people to buy this game, and you don't. And, I mean, my PlayStation 3 is hooked up, but it's turned into an aircraft carrier. So if I'm going to sit there, and I prefer to play on my PlayStation 4. So if I'm going to play a game that's going to be time-consuming, like NASCAR or NHL, where I'm going to go through seasons, I'd much rather do that on my PlayStation 4, so now I'm just going to wait until next year. But I'm also the type of guy that doesn't buy a lot of sports games, so when it comes down to it, by the time these games come out next year, I may not be in the mood to buy the game again, so they lost their money that way.
It has trophies. You'll be in the mood.
Well, that's not true, because I didn't buy NHL 14 this year, and I didn't buy the new NASCAR game.
Well, I don't play sports anyway, so it don't matter to me.
What do you guys think about Microsoft officially releasing the Xbox One without the Kinect?
Well, I know we haven't got there.
Sony will release the PS4 without the eye. Oh, wait, they already did that.
Well, I know we haven't got to that point yet of the show, but I know what one of your predictions is going to be. Now, I would say I would be inclined to agree with that prediction now.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that. All right, does anybody else have any comments before we go into our question of the week / last topic?
Moving on.
Donnie, what was your question from last week?
What kept a good game from being perfect? What kept a good game from being perfect?
Why don't you lead us off, and we're going to let Brain go last because Brain's hearing the question for the first time.
All right, well, what I mean by that, because... Yield had asked, does it have to be, can it be a series or whatever? Yay and nay, because I prefer it to be like a single game, but I guess you could put a game out of that series. like the number out of that series. But I'm gonna go with Ghostbusters. Excuse me, the Station 3, not the downloadable game, the one that came out this base. That game, in my opinion, was perfect on so many levels, except for the fact that it was not a four-player multiplayer. Just if it was, it was just single player, and if they just had the four-player multiplayer, whether it be online or offline, still just have it there, that would have made the game be just like Ghostbusters. And even though it still, adding to that, it didn't go off the movie. It wasn't Ghostbusters the movie. It was Ghostbusters basically or part three. It was written as a part three. It was written as Ghostbusters.
I hate when you say that.
But that's what it said.
But it's the truth.
What,
it is.
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's the truth.
It was, I don't like it either, but that's what they said.
No, I understand that's what they said, but I don't like people saying that because when they said that, they had no intentions of making a third movie. Now they have intention to make the third movie.
But yeah, I said a third movie.
So technically, this would be part four if they come out with the movie.
They're making a third movie.
You can't make a third movie. Egon is dead. You can't make a third movie.
Listen,
refreshing off from the.
I got breaking news for you. They're making a third movie.
I know you've done told us this before, and they can't make it. I'm telling you, Egon is dead. Yeah.
They'll have Egon's name tag taped onto the side of a trap, and they'll just carry it around.
You know what it is, Tricky? You know what it is? They're gonna have the guy that's in part three, the actual part three, the video game, replace Egon. But going back to the question. To me, that game was like so good.
That game,
great
story
told. It was. If you like, I'm assuming you didn't like Ghostbusters. I never played the game.
No, I was going to say because I remember over at a friend's house, and you were sitting there flipping out watching me play Ghostbusters. You're like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
See?
I'm going to stop you right there.
I know. I'm just messing with Don.
That game was great, except for the four-player multiplayer was not there.
All right. My answer to your question is, I kind of touched on it earlier. It's when they change up the style of the game in the middle of the game. And I use the reference of, like, Darksiders. Where I'm playing a platformer, and all of a sudden, now I'm doing a flight control sim.
So Darksiders, that's what kept the game from being perfect?
Yeah, I think Darksiders 1, honestly, at its core, the story and the core gameplay, I absolutely loved. I loved the fact that it was God of War / Zelda. They kind of got away with it, got away from it. In the second game, and it was less Zelda-ish.
Talk about what I hate. I freaking hate that you freaking called him Kratos.
I used to call him Kratos.
God of War.
It had God of War elements. Mm-mm. It had Zelda elements.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it did.
But they kind of got away with it, away from it in the second game. But I'm playing a platformer. I'm playing a hack and slash, and all of a sudden now I'm doing a flight control sim. That to me, I don't like.
Well, his horse was meant.
And his... another example is like Assassin's Creed 4. You know, I'm playing a third person game, and all of a sudden now when I come out of the Animus, I'm playing a first person walk around. That throws me out of the experience.
Okay, yeah, that's a good example with the. The switching up Assassin's Creed series. Okay, that was a good one.
Right,
I don't like the game, but it's a good one.
Yield?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I don't have one.
All right, Brain.
I generally like most games that I play. There are instances here, controller on this game, story on this game, graphics on this game, or whatever, that I'm just like, if they'd have tweaked this better. It would have been really good,
I generally like the games that I play, but it's got to be one game that was like super good, but one thing kind of like a movie, Like, if
well, one thing that just took you out of the experience.
Yeah, that, if I like the movie real good, but I get to the ending would turn me off the whole entire movie if it was bad.
This will be one of these questions that, like, in the middle of next week, it'll dawn on me.
All right, Brain?
Yeah, as I'm sitting here trying to think about it, a couple things kind of popped up, and I hesitate to knock a game because of a section that's unnecessarily difficult. But since the creator actually went on record saying that was the balance there was a mistake, I feel confident in doing that. And that is the first God of War. For me, I absolutely love that game. But what kept that from being what I would call a perfect game was that damn blade wall. And even David Jaffe has gone on record as saying, yeah, they really should have balanced that a little bit better because that was a mistake.
Yeah, okay. That, I can understand you on that. I was going to say, what kept God of War from being perfect was Ascensions.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
that's why I said specifically the first one, because I'm still a couple games behind in the series. I haven't played Ascension or the second PSP game.
You don't have to play Ascension, but just play the first three.
But that first one was just all kinds of amazing right up until trying to escape Hades.
Wasn't there a trophy that was associated with that also as well?
I think, yeah, when they re-released
that you had to do it without dying?
Yeah, yeah, they re-released it. But the way they did it, it wasn't like you had to do it in one shot. Basically, once you got up, once you completed it, they would give you the trophy. So basically, it was for getting through it rather than getting through it perfectly.
All right. So, we got three answers. Yield your promising an answer some episode in the future.
There you go.
I just love the fact that I was more prepared than Neil.
That's okay.
Well, speaking of being prepared, let's hope Donnie's prepared for this next thing.
I told you already.
We're going to do our E3 predictions. What the rules of this are is nobody can make a prediction based on information that's already been released. So, as Donnie has alluded to already, one of my predictions that we actually reported on this episode has come true yet, so I had to scrunch around and try to find a fifth prediction as we're doing this.
You can kind of just mention it just for fun.
Well, I'm gonna mention it.
Well, Trigger, you
screwed me out of a point.
No, we know that what you said, so we know that you're not just lying.
So, what it is you have to make five predictions, and they had to be a compound prediction. Compound meaning that, and just to give the example, my five predictions, my first prediction was, and I gave this example to everybody else on the show, was that Uncharted 4 will be shown at E3 and will have a release date of 2015. Now, that's where the compound comes in, because it has to be a two-part, because we're giving half points away, and we don't want one solid point. So that was my first prediction. Donnie, I know you said you don't have five, so let's start with you and just get your first one.
Okay.
And just for the record, everybody, I'm writing these down, and I'm keeping record, so after E3, we're going to find out who actually won.
All right. I don't actually have five. I only have, I really only have one.
You are so prepared, Donnie.
No, because I thought about this when you first wrote the thing down, and then the mishap from last week's show, and then I thought about it again, I thought about it some more. So, I would like to be exempt. I go with my one.
Alright, for the record, Donnie's not in the contest, he's just giving his one prediction.
And Tricky had a hissy fit about this. So I'm gonna get a little bit more detailed than last time. Is that I would predict that Kingdom Hearts 3 will be shown with new gameplay from another island other than where he was at before, and it's gonna have a release date of 2014, but be delayed and get another release date of 2015, but get delayed again. And comes out later on.
Okay.
It's going to come out. It's going to get delayed again. Then come out in fall of 2015.
Well, I'm saying the delays we're not going to know as of E3.
That's my prediction.
We'll bear that in mind. All right. So that's Dottie's one and sole prediction. Yield. Go ahead.
All right. I will start off with the same prediction I had last week. Uncharted 4 or the next Uncharted game, whatever you call it, will be shown at E3. It will have new trailers, possibly even gameplay trailers with a
rip. So we got trailers and gameplay.
Huh?
Trailers and gameplay.
Yes. They will have
New
trailers and possibly a gameplay trailer with a release date of holiday 15.
Holiday 2015.
Holiday 2015.
All right. Brain.
All right. My first one is that EA, I know it's been said that they're announcing a bunch of new IP, but my specific prediction is the EA will show a little bit more of Mirror's Edge 2, but will again blank everybody on release date. It'll be another when it's finished.
So the game will be shown, but no release date.
Yeah, like a teaser, another teaser, but no release date.
We're still working on it.
This is what they're
going to
do.
Yeah.
This is what they're going to do, Brian. They're going to put up some numbers, tell you to write them down, and hold it up to the mirror. That's your release date.
All right. My second prediction. God of War, the new God of War game, will be shown. And for lack of a better way to explain it, it will be a pre-sequel.
A pre-sequel.
It will not continue after God of War 3, but it's going to take place sometime after Ghost of Sparta and God of War 1.
No. I don't want that prediction, so don't say it. Retract that.
I'm not retracting it.
Man.
Eventually, it'll get to a point where it's like God of War, and it'll only cover like 1 hour of Kratos' life because they've crammed so much stuff in between all the other games.
Exactly.
Well, I honestly want a God of War game where Kratos is not the main character, that maybe they go into the Norse gods or, you know.
God of War 24.
No, yes. This is what I want. I know I talked about this whole...
I like how Dottie's debating our predictions.
I know I talked about prequels before and how I really don't care for them, but if they don't pick up after God of War 3, I would love to do a prequel of Kratos before he became the slave of Ares. I would like to play that.
All right, going back to our predictions because we're running very long on time. Yield your second prediction.
My second prediction. Morpheus will be given a price point at E3. Games will be showcased a la like Wonder Book, and no one will care.
Oh, I want to punch you just for saying Wonder Book.
All right, so Wonder Book will be shown a la Wonder Book, and a price point will be announced.
Yes.
All right, Brain, third prediction. Second
prediction. I predict that Ubisoft will announce a new Splinter Cell and that it will hit in fall of 2015.
All right. My third prediction. In response, because I had a prediction last week that Microsoft was going to release the Xbox One without the Kinect and drop the price down to $400. But in response to that, PlayStation 4 will get a price drop, and it will drop down to $350.
And that's why I said I would be in trying to agree with you on that point, because last week I didn't agree with you.
All right. Yield your third.
The next Tomb Raider game will be shown at E3 with a release date of holiday of 2015, alongside Uncharted.
All right, Brain.
Number three is that, I mean, obviously, I think they're going to show the new Uncharted. I think it will come out in fall of 2015. But in addition to that, I think we will either see a brand new IP from them, or they will do something and close out Sony's show with The Last of Us 2.
Wait, hold on. Does that aura count as a compound?
Yes. Because that was the thing. It's like, I think it's a given that we'll see Uncharted, but I think either we'll see a completely new IP from Naughty Dog, or they will close out the show with The Last of Us 2.
Right. Ooh, wait a minute. He got way specific. Close right. out the show.
Yeah. Well, that. I mean, shoot, if it's going to be Last of Us 2, that's your drop the mic, walk off the stage.
Check the chocolate!
Well, I'm not gonna hold it against. I'm not gonna hold it against it. If they show us The Last of Us 2, I'm not gonna hold it against them. That he says the end of the show.
Oh, I would.
All right, my fourth prediction. Yeah, because if it's a tight ratio. My fourth prediction: The Last Guardian will be shown and it will be rebranded to be PlayStation 4 game.
Why are you talking about Last Guardian?
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that game.
They forgot about the game.
It'll
too.
Be rebranded as a PS5 game.
Yield your fourth prediction.
It's not really a compound one though. The only thing I could come up with for my fourth one was Rockstar doesn't make appearances at E3, so through Sony they will. You know, when Sony's announcing their games at E3, they will show a teaser trailer. For the next Red Dead game.
You know, I was going to say that too.
I got another...
I would love for that to happen.
...prediction.
Oh, wait. Donnie's got a second prediction.
Yes, I do.
All right. Donnie, let's go back to you. What's your second prediction?
I predict Rockstar do come out on stage and say and admit that adding heist to multiplayer was just a spoof to get y'all to buy the game.
Brain, your fourth prediction.
My fourth prediction... is that I think we're going to see something big from Media Molecule. I think they'll announce a new IP, and it will be basically Little Big Planet on steroids. That is, you know, just complete world building, just over the top, just melt your brain, and that it will that it'll hit holiday 2014. They've been really quiet. I think they've got something big in the works.
All right, my last prediction. Morpheus games will be shown, but they will not announce the price, and they will not show us Morpheus.
You want to know why? Because he already took the red pill and walked off.
Oh, God. That joke wasn't funny last week.
No, it was. It was funnier this week.
Donnie, yield your fifth prediction. All
right. I will say this prediction until it comes true.
I know exactly what it's going to be.
I know what it's going to be, too.
Siphon Filter will be getting a reboot with a release date of quarter 15.
All right.
Siphon Filter? Dang.
And Brain, all right. Your last prediction.
That was part of mine. Siphon Filter in parentheses. But the more I thought about it, I honestly think that we may see a new Heavenly Sword with probably an if it's Siphon Filter, I say no date. If it's Heavenly Sword, possibly the end of the year.
End of 2014.
End of 2014.
Now, in the interest of being fair, because Alex was not on this episode... He did email me his E3 predictions. It is kind of lengthy. It is 4 minutes long. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? This is Alex, throwing a shout-out to all my trophy whores out there. Unfortunately, I could not be with the guys to record this segment, but I still wanted to get it to you all. Still wanted to give you all my E3 predictions. So without further ado, let's get into it. My first prediction for E3 is that Ashley Johnson, who played Ellie, in The Last of Us, will be on stage at the Sony E3 press conference to talk about The Last of Us Remastered. Second prediction is kind of in the vein of DuckTales, the remake of DuckTales that was recently released. Capcom will release a remake of the Chippendale Rescue Rangers, which is a popular game, much beloved game back from the Nintendo era. The remake will be out this winter. Activision. This is kind of a joke prediction, but I think that the music game scene could use one last-ditch effort before we completely bury Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Activision will announce Kanye West Hero. Don't know how popular that will be. I know that some people love it, but who wouldn't want to see a Kanye West Hero at least on the market? Fourth prediction, Nintendo cuts the price of the 3DS to $150, effective immediately. I know the 3DS has been out for a while, so, you know, maybe Nintendo, in an effort to get some better news for their stockholders, I know that they haven't really been impressing shareholders lately, and Satoru Iwata's been in a little bit of trouble, so Nintendo's hasn't been looking too good lately, and I figure, you know, since the 3DS has been out for a while, maybe they've got the cost of the components down enough where they can cut the price and try to drum up some sales. So that'd be about a $50 price cut, I believe, to $150. Nintendo, my final prediction. Nintendo shows a 20-second teaser, and this is important, with no gameplay footage of the Wii U Zelda game, which we don't see until 2016 at the earliest. So let's throw it back to Tricky and the guys.
With that being said, I think that's going to bring us to the end of the show. Wait. Hold the housekeeping. We have housekeeping, but we also have listener email.
What?
How'd you guys not see this?
Oh, I saw it.
It didn't come to my email, that's why.
It comes to your email, Donnie.
No, it usually does, but this time it didn't.
Sent to trophyhorrors@provengamer.com, which is our email that Alex says we never mention on the show. Hey, it's Blind Mango. It's been a while since I last talked to you guys. However, I still listen every week and thought I'd send you guys something since you were complaining you didn't get enough for user mail. Ha ha. So I remember Tricky going into PSN profiles last week to look up everyone's stats on the podcast. It's funny because in November of last year, I actually became part of their staff on PSN profiles. I'm in charge of all the awesome big header images on the top of everybody's games page, all 2,500 of them. Also, do other things on the site, too. It's really cool to work there, and it's nice to see when others like to use the site, too. I also keep overhearing Donnie asking about where you were getting the stats for what you're reading. How can Donnie be a trophy whore but not know about PSN profiles? He doesn't sound like a true trophy whore to me, LOL. Also, Donnie, I remember you saying you had trouble getting the Kingdom Hearts Platinum because of the gummy ship missions. It's almost the reason why I didn't get them either. But I discovered they aren't actually that bad. Well, all of them are easy except for 3 or 4 missions. It's all a matter of putting the right parts on your ship for each missions. They aren't bad. You should go for the Platinum. It wasn't that bad to get, actually. Also, too tricky, you don't need to unplug all your recording equipment to watch Netflix on your PS4. Just go to your settings and put a check mark in the box to re-enable HDCP again. Laughing my ass off. However, it is annoying that Sony doesn't make it an automatic process and tells you to go to settings instead. Anyway, sorry for saying so much. Ha ha. Thanks again for my competition reward money a few weeks ago. It was spent on some great games and DLC. Donnie, since you were mentioned first, I'll let you respond first to his email.
He's absolutely right about the gummy ship missions, but it's so many missions and I don't want to go through it, but I did think about going back to it. I just ain't never get around to it.
All right. And Blind Mango, you are correct. I do not have to, unplug it, but unfortunately I do have to unplug it because I have I always forget the name of, I can't say the name of the company. Hopage? Somebody got me here? Nobody?
No.
Okay.
Nobody.
Unfortunately, if I turn on the HDCP, the image does not display on my TV because it's being blocked. That's why I have to uncheck all the things. Unless it has been fixed by the time I said what I said and when you emailed me, which I will double check. But as of this moment, I believe I do have to unplug everything because the image will not go to my TV because it gets blocked once it goes through the video recording equipment. So, unfortunately, that is the case for me. Blind Mango, thank you for your email. It is one of the very few that we get on this show.
It's the only one we get on this show.
Well, I didn't want to just call ourselves out like that.
Oh, I do all the time.
All right. We don't have any trophies and tips. The show is getting kind of long.
No trophies.
We do have some housekeeping.
No housekeeping.
Now, this is the way you do housekeeping on the show. Learn, gentlemen. ProofyGamer.com is looking for some staff editors. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, and news reporters. And general audience help for the site, including booty shakers. Go to the website, click on the right Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the site, be sure to stop by, read all of our articles, and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can go to YouTube and do a search for Official Proving Gamer. While you're cruising the web, and then we know you're on Facebook, stop by Facebook and do a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button, Riley. You guys notice that when we have a guest on the show, I call them out.
Hey, have you noticed we get very few guests to come back?
I'm going right now.
All right. While you're up there, please hit that like button. Also, if you want to contact us, there are several ways they can contact us. First, they can call us. Donnie, what's that phone number?
330-PROVEN9. 330-776-8369.
You can also send us an email at trophyhorse@provengamer.com, kind of like what Blind Mango did. Also, you can contact us all personally on the Twitters. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horrors. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. I don't know why you want to get a hold of him, though, because he's never on the fucking thing. And also, you can get a hold of Brain at Brain76.
At the Brain76, yep.
And you can get a hold of Alex at Sondasaurus Rex.
I didn't. Well, we're not mentioning him because he decided he didn't want to show up today.
Hey, man's gotta earn some pay.
Earn some pay. Well, how do we earn our pay? That's how people download our show. How can they download our show? They can go to iTunes and Stitcher. And while you're there checking out our show, be sure to leave by a rating and leave us a comment, preferably 5 stars on the rating though. Let Donnie know he does an okay job with the edits, and that's why last week's shows took so long to get out, and it's still not released as of this recording.
Or that Tricky's computer is all funky, and he can't get it out.
So wonky.
I didn't have everybody tracks until a half a week later.
All right. And that is all the ways they can contact us and all the things. But we cannot close out the show without mentioning our lovely, lovely sponsor. And Donnie, you don't get it this week. Brain, who are we sponsored by?
Oh, you.
Put me on the spot. We are sponsored.
We do it to our guest.
I should know this, too. We're sponsored by Amazon? Maybe?
That's how you do it? All right, hold on. To be fair, Brain doesn't know the tradition, so we're going to let Donnie go as your example, and then you have to mimic
it. I don't want to go now.
Donnie, who are we sponsored by? Don't make me pull out the ringtone, Donnie.
Pull out the ringtone. Pull out the ringtone.
Do the ringtone.
I can't do the ringtone. The other phone's in my bedroom.
Oh, doggone it.
Amazon!
There you go.
All right, so Brain, you know what you got to do now, right?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. So, we also have a wonderful sponsor. Brain, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
Ooh.
Oh.
That wasn't bad, actually.
You had some harmony with that.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, please stop by the website first and every time you shop. I'm so sad that I have to clarify that because two of our whores did not know that. And click on the link and continue with your normal shop. It doesn't cost you anything extra.
That's because the link
and does
broke.
Help out the site tremendously. One of our whores bought a $300 car jack and forgot to go through the link.
No, I went through the link, but remember, because it was in the cart, it didn't work. That wasn't my fault.
Calling you out for the sake of calling you out. Yes, Donnie, we are getting long. I know. Donnie, your shout-outs.
We'll give a shout-out to you guys for disobeying me with this long show.
Disobeying you with the long show. I'm missing the Rangers game here. Go ahead.
And
who cares? Who cares about hockey?
Ohio's not that long of a drive for me. Kneecaps will be busted.
To the listeners, you know, keep on listening because, hey, I'm going to put them out anyway. So keep on listening. And, but the family, for being a family, like I said a few weeks ago, they're growing on me. And
did you take them off of eBay yet?
Huh?
Did you take them off eBay
yet?
Well,
I took one of them off because that one showed promise in the future. And, and the Kira, because she's sitting behind me right now. So, yeah.
That's the only reason you're giving her a shout out.
That's it.
All right, yield your shout outs.
I will give a shout out to Alex since he's not here. Give a shout out to Blind Mingo for the listener mail. The Brain for filling in for Alex.
Whoa, stop. What was the name you said?
I thought you said Bob.
He said Blind Mingo.
What?
It's you said Blind Mingo?
Yeah, isn't that what you said?
Blind Mango.
Dude, and you need to not enunciate.
You need to get the wax out of your ears. You know there's a new invention. It's called Q-tips. You might want to try them out.
What?
Or car keys.
Exactly.
We know you're a redneck, so.
Yes. Your finger's not working well. You have to go something smaller.
Well, that's because I clipped my fingernails. I'd also like to give a shout out to my 8-bit salute donors, Lucky Loscomb, Drastic Parky, Dougalicious, and Dylan Job.
These guys you be hanging out with, man.
All right, and Brain, your shout outs.
I'd like to give a shout out to you guys for having me on the show, filling in.
You're never coming back, are you?
And. Man, outside of that, I got to give a shout out to the rest of the Game Trope crew and to Mike and Tony. And it seems like there was something that one other one. See, this happens every time I'm on a podcast. There's always like the one. And I'll give a very special shout out to Donnie.
Yeah. And
you're never coming back again, Brain, are you?
I ain't even had to egg him on. He just remembered me.
All right. And I want to give a shout out to Awesome J95. Always rolling.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to you guys. Brain, I don't think you're ever coming back to an episode of Trophy Whores again. Not after this debacle. I want to give a shout out to Donnie, who is a big crybaby, but decided to stick it out anyway. Give a shout out to Yield, even though he's back on my shit list.
What?
Because you made me cringe and take my headset off during recording because you wouldn't stop talking about spiders.
That's because you're a baby and won't platinum Uncharted 3.
I won't platinum Uncharted 3 either, but that's because it's ridiculous.
Well, hold on. I want to add.
Can I get my shout outs out?
No, hold on.
No!
If Hannah Montana had spiders, you would have ran away from Hannah Montana. That would have been such hilariousness right there.
I think there actually was a spider in Hannah Montana.
Continue your shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to the goddess who's sitting behind me wondering why we're still recording after 2 hours. And since I have two Game Twerp hosts on the show, I got to ask, which is worse, a fuck you or a twerp you?
Twerp.
Well, I think they're pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah,
I came up with the twerp you as a way to kind of keep our off the explicit tag. Yeah.
Keep it PG.
It started out like anti-shout-out.
It depends on which end of the twerp you're standing on.
Good point.
Well, I want to give a big trophy horse, fuck you, to the Montreal Canadian fans who made some shitty-ass comments on Twitter.
No, that would be a fluffkin.
No.
That's a big fuck you. If there's nothing else, until next week, when Yield host again.
It's my turn?
Happy trophy
hunting. Yes!
Peace out.
Amazon!
Next week's show, mind blown.
Man, you mess up the five part harmony, man. Five part harmony. Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your horno.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just don't forget to rate and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.